Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Hour 2. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk. Live streaming all over the place on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex. Holly's off for a few days. Our good friend Ellie is filling in. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here, Ellie.
Me.
Thank you for getting up
all about me.
Thank you for interrupting your quarter life crisis to be here with us. Thank you.
Oh, you're interrupting my quarter life crisis by allowing me to be here.
And getting up early and stuff. Thank you.
It gives me a sense of purpose. No, it's actually horrible because then you're done with your day by noon and you're like, what? Does that mean I have to garden? What is this?
Yeah. And I forgot to do this. And there's a child that listens to us, Lex, every day counts on this. And I forgot to do this off the top.
Yes.
Here we go. Here we go. I forgot about this.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Yes.
That's right. We're in color today. I forgot. There literally is the cutest little elementary school kid. I believe his name is Nick. But he listens, Ellie, with his mom to our show, and he and his mom have a fake little fun bet on if we're going to be in black and white or if we're going to be in color. So I did not want to disappoint that little boy. So
because when we don't do it,
when we don't do it, we
get
hear
a message.
We get a message. Wait,
are you in black and white?
Yes. So.
No, we're in color today because we're actually not all wearing black.
I know. I so rarely right. don't wear black. I'm wearing pink today, so I'm wearing a My Talk color.
We got pink, yellow, blue. We are festive.
We look
happy
like
Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride.
Yeah, that's right. We should be rainbow all month long.
Yes,
and in color.
Oh, God. Okay, so let me play this. There's some good audio here.
Yeah.
Marketing folks at Max, very smart. One day after the Kim Cattrall announcement that Samantha's returning for a cameo on season 2 of And Just Like That. And just like that, Max released the full trailer. And I have thoughts. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Same.
I figured you would. I wonder if they're the same. So here is a little bit of the trailer.
You don't move on because you're ready to. You move on because you've outgrown who you used to be. I've repurposed my kitchen. Did you know stoves aren't just for storage? I thought I was doing so well. I got through that whole first year.
The way you've moved on, we're so proud of you.
Life's too short not to try something new.
I'm on the precipice of doing something either really stupid or totally liberating.
I don't know who you are.
Is there something you're not telling me?
Cheers.
Come work for me.
But my kids need me even more these days.
Are you wasted?
We did some
That was Charlotte.
Charlotte coming. Hammered is kind of fun, isn't it?
Oh, God. Charlotte coming home in the middle of the night hammered. Lex, what's your observation?
Well, you know, I like looking at the fashion right away, and there is a puffer jacket that Carrie is wearing that I have to know more about.
Oh, in the winter? In the winter shot?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. There's all these the gathering. It just looks absolutely beautiful. So that was, there's lots of takeaways, but visually, wow, that's stunning. It has a more fun feel, which is exactly what we're looking for. The other thing, and I don't know if this is what you were thinking, Jace, but with the Kim Cattrall news yesterday, with Samantha coming back, even if it's through, however they're going to do it, where, they're not together, they're sending messages back and forth. There is, at the end of this trailer, an email that Carrie's sending. It turns out it's to Aiden, because she's moved on to him, I guess.
Yeah.
Or back. And I was hoping that maybe they would just poke the bear a little bit and show a little bit more of what we found out yesterday.
About Samantha?
Yes.
Oh, Is that too soon? No. I think it's too soon. Oh, yeah. I think we're not going to get anything until that finale.
Okay. Well, maybe that is the best way. But, because we're already feeling like, oh, man, we already know this is going to happen.
Yeah.
But you did have a more fun feel. What were your takeaways?
Just like yours, mm-hmm. I literally said, yes. Yeah. Yes. And I actually now view season one differently. They had to lay this groundwork. They had to get Big out of there. And with that comes mourning. Carrie had to go through that. So yeah, last season was going to be a little dour. But now season one had to happen so that we can get season two, which looks like it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Number two, it looks like they have really integrated the new characters with everyone. And I love that. Like now they're all hanging out together. You know, the new characters, the professor, her real estate agent, who I love. It looks like they're all having fun together and like a kind of a new friend group. And I'm like, oh, this is okay. That's nice. Oh, that's so fun. Nice.
Then they can have more fun writing.
Yes.
Because then there's the interplay with all of the different characters and not just like, oh, she's Miranda's friend.
Yep. So I think they've learned a lot of lessons.
Yeah.
And I love fun Charlotte. last year, Charlotte was going through so much with her kid. And it was just like, and I get we have to have that. But the problem was there wasn't any balance. The Carrie storyline was so heavy. And then the Charlotte dealing with her kids was heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with her divorce was heavy-ish.
And Shay.
And Shay, and then everything was just very heavy. There wasn't one character. Miranda was going through the divorce, not Charlotte. Yeah. Miranda's storyline was heavy. Her exploration of who she really was, who she really is. And then Charlotte's dealing with her child. There just wasn't a lot of fun and light.
Yeah.
And now they seem to have balanced that out because Miranda still looks like she's in a little bit of turmoil with this new relationship with Che in L.A.
I'm sure.
But I'm excited. I'm so excited. Ellie, do you watch And Just Like That or Sex and the City?
Well, I watched the original Sex and the City. I tried to. I have a lot of the same complaints as other people did. I maybe made it like two episodes into the reboot. What's it called? Even
And Just Like That.
And just like that.
You lost the amity with the drama. It just felt like it didn't have the same life. I watched it for the quips, not the storylines in the first place anyway. So I had a really, really hard time getting into it.
Yeah. Well, there's also a realization, though, that it is not the same show. What I mean? It is a different pacing and directing, and even the look of it is different. It's more cinematic. It's not... I'm excited. I'm really excited for this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's what we kind of wanted, the evolution of these ladies in a fun way.
I think if I hear like good things about the season, I'll definitely like get back into it out of the assumption that we'll like get back into the fun of the characters that I liked in the early seasons of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that era is fun. As a person getting ready to go through the 50s, this era, women are exciting. They're vibrant. They're... it's different. It's not 50s when we were kids. 50s seems so old. These women, it's an exciting time of their lives. And that's untapped material that TV doesn't often go to. So,
and this is for perfect timing because big fans of Sex and the City are in that age group now.
Thank you.
And there's, yep. Look at this. June 22nd is when it returns
on Max.
Yeah.
What finales have the most curse words? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Alexis will tell you when we return.
Ooh, jobs of summer. You still looking for an extra gig or maybe know someone who is? Well, Rebath might be the answer for you. They are hiring right now for their summer event team. You know, they're at the fair every single day. In fact, they're just the right of Machinery Hill with us, just down the street. So if you are someone who likes to work outside, who likes to work on a team, has no problem talking to strangers, and can get excited about bathroom remodeling and pretty things, of course, there's no experience doing the work necessary. But those are the requirements. You're a fun person and interested. Give Julie, we'll send her an email at rebath.com because they have a lot of fun events coming up in addition to the Minnesota State Fair that they would like to have you part of their team. Some amazing My Talkers joined their team last year. So looking forward to that as well. And of course, if you are looking to get your bathroom redone, go to rebath.com, see the hundreds of options. Sign up to have a designer come to your home or stop into their showroom in Apple Valley, rebath.com.
I'm keeping an eye on that auction, Lex. The pop culture auction.
Oh, yeah. Does that...
From James Komisar.
Yeah. Is that close to being done? Is today the day?
Today's the day for what I bid on.
Okay.
The audience chairs from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Any updates? Have you been outbid? Have you had a rebid?
Not yet. I haven't been outbid yet, but the live portion starts in 3 hours. So this is a giant pop culture auction, everyone, that we told you about about a month ago from probably the biggest collector of pop culture memorabilia, a guy named James. And I recently found out, I was, you know, researching this auction. Johnny wanted James to have the whole set.
So
Johnny gave him this set. It's and Johnny gave him everything: the guest chair, the couch, the hand painted mural of Burbank that was behind Johnny. Obviously, the desk. It all. Johnny gave it all to him, and now it's up for auction. And I believe the Johnny desk is near $250,000. That's what it's going for right now. So
wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how he'd feel about it being auctioned off now. What was his vision for giving to him specifically?
Yeah, I don't know. So all I want are some audience chairs. That's
yeah.
All I want. Want some.
Are you bidding on other ones as well? Like,
no.
Giving yourself some options?
Yeah, well, I have a couple bids in for a couple because they have a couple sets of chairs from Johnny.
Yeah.
And so I have a couple bids out there.
Okay.
So I'm just hoping, and then I'll put him in the Jason Show studio.
Oh, that is so awesome.
I know. I'm so excited. So welcome back to the show. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Ellie's filling in for Holly for the next couple of days. Thanks for being here. This is, you know, May, June is when a lot of season finales happen, series finales happen. And yes. You found an interesting list.
I did. Hey, JC, other thing, because we have changed this up a little bit. Yeah. We need Ditch, Date, and Dabble. Trifectas.
Oh my God.
If you can send
those
to us now because we're going to do it in the next segment.
Forget. Yes. Send us your threesomes. Yeah. We're doing that next. Thanks, Lex. I forgot we moved this. Ditch, Date, or Dabble coming up next. So send us your threesomes and we'll put them in Ditch, Date, or Dabble email or tweet us. That's coming up next.
Yes.
Okay. What's this list?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So which shows went out with a bleeping bang? We've got the curse words that were in the finales and how many? Now, Holly watched it, and Ellie, I think you watched Succession as well, right?
No, I've seen it before. I'm not like a big watcher of it.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm in the midst of this last season. I haven't finished it quite yet, but Succession takes the cake when it comes to the most curse words ever in TV finales.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I don't know why that's surprising to me.
It is surprising?
Well, yeah, because I know they swear, and they swear a lot, but, like, comparatively, I would say, like, Sopranos or something, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's actually double the number two show or finale, and they're looking at the specific last show, the last Succession episode was called With Eyes Open. How many curse words do you think they said in that last episode?
30.
Okay. Ellie?
Ellie?
30 seems small. 60?
Yeah. Hey, no, it's triple digits, guys.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Goodness.
235 curse words in one episode.
Clean it up, guys.
Don't watch with your children, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Or little children, at least.
Should I play a clip of the show and hope for the best?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you'd be riding that job.
Oh, God. We would get fined. No, we'd get fined every other second.
And if we had to hit the dump button, there's, you know, it takes time to gain that 7 seconds. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's gone to the wind.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, this finale averaged 2.67 curse words per minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's crazy. The Wire finale comes in second with 127 curse words.
See, that's what I was like expecting, you know?
To be number one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Orange is the New Black, that finale is number three on the list of most curse words in finale with 88.
Okay.
I hated that.
That doesn't
finale.
Surprise me.
I hated that finale too, and I loved that show.
I know, but it's Poussey's death. Nothing ever felt right after that.
No.
I never watched it.
You might not like it.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd like it, James. That's
Lex,
a good point.
Lex, you told me that.
We said it at the time. Yeah.
Yep. You said that at the time, that you weren't sure if I was going to like it, so I avoided it.
Yeah. The Thick of It finale came in fourth with 87 curse words, and Peaky Blinders takes the fifth
splot.
The bleeping splot. 71 curse words. Now, you brought up The Sopranos. Did make the list. 51 curse words, and Veep, 52 curse words in the final episodes.
Oh, God, Veep. We're rewatching that right
that
now.
And
oh,
now. That
God.
Was great all through and through.
That show is just, well, Julie Louis-Dreyfus is a national treasure. But,
oh, sure is.
Oh, oh God, yeah. That show, yeah, it is not so for funny. The sensitive. It no. is not for the sensitive ear because, but you know what? It is smart cursing.
Yeah.
They, you know what I mean? It fits these characters. It would seem unnatural if these group of hooligans did not cuss. I mean, seriously. Somebody on YouTube put together a montage of every insult that Julia muttered on that show.
Oh, my God. And how long it was is, that clip?
Oh, my God. It is the funniest video. Thing. But, like Ellie said, we could never run it on this show because we would have to constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Because every other word for Julia was the F word. It was like a comma.
By the time you clean it up, it's not a sentence.
It's not even funny. No, it's just a series of beeps. You know, it's just one line right after.
Like, all right, here's an example. Play that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah.
Wait,
oh,
what?
God.
Huh?
I love it. I love it.
Oh.
Okay, ditch, date, or dabble. Send us your threesomes right now. Go to our show page at mytalk1071.com or send us a tweet. Give us three people or people have been doing things.
Yeah.
Like Huey, Dewey, and Louie. We did food last week.
What did you do? Sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Burrito, tacos, something like that?
I just wrote down a set of three because I've never gotten to do it before.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, perfect.
Ditch, date, or dabble next.
Hey friends, Alexis Ford, JTR Roofing, JTRRoofingInc.com. Yes, roofing is in the name. If you've got some storm damage, if your soffits or fascia, which is the perimeter and undercarriage of your roof, needs some attention, they've got you there as well. But they do so much more than roofing. They've got you for windows, siding, decks, gutters. If you are doing some outdoor work, some gardening, and you're just looking at your house going, ooh, we need some estimates. Have JTR Roofing come out and let them show you what they've got. Of course, that's free to have them out there. And if you mention me or my talk, you can save up to $1,000 on your roofing, siding, or gutters. They have a lot of experience working with insurance, so they can help with that. They proudly serve the Twin Cities as well as Western Wisconsin. The number to call is 651-777-7394. I'm very happy with the work we got done before last winter. It was last year. It's our Soffits and Fascia. JTRRoofingInc.com.
And we're back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk, live streaming all over the place. I'm Jace with Lex and Ellie filling in for Holly for the next couple days. Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's so fun.
Well, thank you. We do have fun around here, around these parts.
Sure do, especially on a Friday.
Oh, we have trivia.
Oh.
Weekly trivia face-off coming up at 8:30.
Oh, my gosh. Jason, Mike, and Grant were talking so much smack talk yesterday.
When?
Yeah, well, it was
in
between
the,
shows.
In the building?
Oh, yeah. You're going down, Lex. I'm like, okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever, you two.
And I was
whatever.
Like, la, 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 losers.
Yeah, that's right. Losers. You know what? You know what Grant plus Mike equals? Losers. Losers. That's what that equals. Losers.
I was like, la, 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 I can't hear you. La, 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 losers.
Oh, that's coming up in the next hour. But y'all are real on fire. Last week, you guys were sleeping. We barely got any threesomes. Today, you guys are on fire. It is time to play Ditch Data Devil.
The way I see it, you have three choices.
Time for the newest Jason and Alexis game, Ditch.
We gotta ditch him.
Date.
I would date him.
Or dabble.
I've been known to dabble.
Which will it be?
That's right. You're giving us a threesome. We're gonna tell you if we're gonna ditch them, if we're gonna date them, or have sex with them, dabble. Ditch, date, or dabble. That's how we do this. Okay, let's begin. And I got to give credit where credit's due. We're going to begin with unpaid researcher Phil. He knocked it out of the park with this one because it is National Donut Day, everyone, if you did not know that. So here we go. Donut Day edition of Ditch, Date, or Dabble. Cake donut, filled donut, or fritter. Ditch, date, or dabble.
Ah, like an apple fritter, right? Fried and okay. Yummy.
We're missing my favorite category, so I have intrinsic issues with what I was set up with.
Oh, right.
We have to go with what they gave us, Ellie. We have to go with. So, Ellie, do you have
date cake, dabble filled, ditch fritters? My actual favorite is raised, straight up, unfilled chocolate or glazed.
Yeah. I like the raised donut too.
Yeah. Lex?
Yeah, that's a little different. I'm going to ditch the filled donut and I'm going to date the fritter. And yeah, give me that cake donut.
I'm with you, Alexis. I do not like a filled donut.
Yeah.
I'm ditching the filled donut. It's a mess. It's messy. I don't like a surprise. I don't need raspberry cream shooting all over the place. I don't need that.
Or some custard.
Yeah, no. Just give me custard on the side. I will date fritter.
Okay.
I'm not going to turn it down. It's not my favorite. So we'll go on a date. And I am going to dabble with a cake donut. I do love a good cake donut. The best is Do Right Donut in Chicago. Oh, my God.
Ooh, yum.
The Do Right cake donut is fantastic. Okay. Ditch, date, or dabble. Let's stay with food. This one comes from another favorite, Panda.
All right.
State Fair edition.
Okay.
Ditch, date, or dabble. Sweet Martha's. Fresh French fries. Or the legendary caramel sundae from the dairy building.
Oh, this is tough. Oh, yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Okay, go ahead.
I love Sweet Martha's cookies, but with this trifecta, gotta ditch them. Sorry. I'm going to dabble with the caramel sundae or caramel. And those French fries. Let's date.
Ellie?
Ditch caramel sundaes.
Oh my God, Ellie, you have to get off the show immediately.
Yeah,
I'm going to do the dairy building, I just like it straight up. And even then, it's at times a bit overrated. But I went to college in Vermont.
God.
And I love their sweet cream ice cream there.
Ellie,
I have
that's
a bad
fine.
Comparison.
Okay, stop being fancy.
I know. I will I will date Sweet Martha's, and I'm screwing around with those fries.
Yeah.
Very salty and nasty.
Yeah.
Ellie, I love
it. Deep fried.
No surprise, I'm having hard sex with the caramel sundae. I'm just dabbling until cows come home, no pun intended. I'm going to date French fries because I love me some fried carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that Ellie feels about caramel sundae, I'm sorry, Martha, you are a lovely woman, but
yeah.
I happen to believe the Sweet Martha's cookies are a little overrated. I love her. I think she's a fantastic entrepreneur. I don't know why I have to qualify it, but anyway, I'm going to ditch Sweet Martha's.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is fun. Amanda on Twitter.
Okay.
You guys are on fire today.
Yeah, we got a lot of emails too, Jace.
Yeah.
Have to do this twice.
We'll do it again at 8. Ditch date or dabble. Harrison Ford edition.
Okay.
Indiana Jones, Han Solo, or Harrison and Blade Runner.
Blade Runner Harrison is me. I'm marrying. I want to marry and regularly have dabbling with the Blade Runner Harrison Ford. It's the outfit alone. So cool.
He is. So he cool. looks so cool. Yeah.
And then I'm dabbling Indiana Jones and I'm ditching Han.
Oh God, LA, you've just disappointed me
so
much.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, let me disappoint you too. Because Han's got to go.
Oh, God. You too. You're killing me, okay?
I'm dating Indiana Jones. Yeah. Yeah, baby. And yeah, I'm with you on Blade Runner. Hot. So
he's
let's,
too hot
let's dabble.
In Blade Runner.
Yeah. Wow, smoking.
Whatever. I'm ditching Blade Runner.
Oh. That's spite. That was spite alone.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I have a very nope. You will find out why momentarily. No, this was on my mind before you two disappointed me. I'm ditching Blade Runner.
Okay.
I am going to dabble with Indiana Jones from Temple of Doom because I invite you to look at the poster. And how good of shape Harrison got in for that movie. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the best he's ever looked. And I'm going to date Han Solo. Because he'll be irritating after a while, but we're just dating. So.
And he one looks night real only.
Good. One night only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, oof.
You like that vest, don't you?
I do like that vest.
Yeah.
You like that vest.
I do like that vest. We're going to end with one from email, and we'll do more at 8.
Okay.
Are you... This is just because I know this is so great because it creeps Alexis out. Uh-oh. So this makes me so happy. Ditch, date, or dabble. This comes from Alice.
Okay. Oh, no, Alice. What you got, Alice?
Pinocchio edition.
Okay.
Lex's least favorite. Jiminy Cricket, Geppetto, Pinocchio.
What edition are we talking here? Because we've got a lot of nude Pinocchios.
Guillermo del Toro did the best one.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah.
But we have to go old school. Let's go Disney. Yeah. Disney animated, not the creepy live action one.
I'm dabbling Geppetto.
Okay. Yep.
He's got like these Sam Elliott vibes going on.
Yeah.
And then I'm dating Jiminy, and Pinocchio can go away. He creeps me out.
I'm going to dabble with Pinocchio, the wood nose and everything.
For just, obvious reasons.
You're
for
like,
obvious
lie! Reasons. Lie to me! Lie to me!
Tell me I'm pretty, Pinocchio.
You might have changed my mind about that little wooden toy. Huh?
Exactly. Keyword, toy. Geppetto creeps me out, so he's like creepy old man vibes to me, not Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
I think he has bodies in his basement, so I'm ditching Geppetto.
What do you have against cobblers? What?
That's a question never before said by a human being ever in the history of existence. What do you have against cobblers?
Old cobblers.
Nobody on this planet has ever said that before. And I'm going to date Jiminy because he has a good heart.
Oh, he does. That's true. Yeah. I guess he was technically a woodcarver, but anyway, regardless, let's see here. Well, gosh, I was going to ditch Pinocchio so quickly, but maybe one night only.
Jason really keyed into the worth of Pinocchio's idiosyncrasies.
I didn't realize. He turns into an ass at one point, doesn't he? Okay, so yeah, Pinocchio, let's dabble. Who do I go with? Geppetto's closer to death. Yeah, let's date him.
And that crickets,
he's got to go. I'd break him.
You'll get Geppetto's cottage in the will.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds good.
Cobblers have good money.
That's right. Another sentence never before said.
Yeah, he's in definitely human impoverished. Existence.
Oh, God. Okay, that has been Ditch, Date, or Dabble version one. We'll do more at the top of the eight. So if we didn't get to yours, don't worry. You have another opportunity in a little bit. When we come back, Tom Hanks says he hates some of his movies. Can you guess which ones? Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment. Everything Wilson.
I'm sorry, Wilson. Wilson, I'm sorry.
I'm Jace.
I'm sorry, Wilson.
Okay, I got it. We got it, Tom. We got it. I'm Jace with Lex and Ellie filling in for Holly. Okay, we love Tom Hanks. Yep. Tom Hanks loves us. We love Tom Hanks movies.
Yep, sure do.
But Tom Hanks doesn't love all Tom Hanks movies, right?
Yeah, he does not. He admits, look, I did some movies that I hate. And if you've seen most of them, you might hate some too. It's kind of bottom line what he says.
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Pretty much. So yeah, he's not always a fan of his own filmography. You talked to the New Yorker and discussed, now he didn't say which movies, and I just thought it might be kind of fun if we talked about some of the ones that we didn't quite love, because there are a few for sure, and for me, it's some of the most recent ones, and I'm kind of like, I'm curious what you guys think would be the movies that he does not like. He says he loves making movies, he loves being part of the writing process if he can be, but yeah, there's just some that...
Well, this is fun. Let's...
Bonfire of the Vanities.
Oh, wow. Ellie did not even wait, girl. You did
not. You're ready.
I mean, okay. Keep going. I pulled up the filmography.
And we're talking about Google that and then okay, so we can talk about his performance specifically and then maybe the movie at large, but his Geppetto and Pinocchio. No.
Yeah, you hated that.
Hated it. Hated it. What about you, Jace?
I'm looking right now through his filmography.
Oh, him and Elvis wasn't great either. Good film overall. His performance, not so great.
Yeah, I differ from you on that one.
Yeah.
I will say I did not love Charlie Wilson's War.
Oh, okay.
With Julia Roberts. It should have been great. It was not great.
Got it. Kim?
I got to tell you, I did not love Road to Perdition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I wanted just to knock myself out halfway through that movie.
Yep. How about Castaway? Do you think he liked Castaway?
Yeah, I think he did.
I don't like Castaway.
Or if you don't, see?
You don't like Castaway?
No, I don't.
That's I get it.
Maybe it's just a little bit dated by the time I saw it.
Yeah. Does it stand the test of time?
Larry Crown, also with Julia, I do not like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was in that.
Mm-hmm.
I said Bonfire of the Vanities, too, just because I feel like he has to hate it because he was so miscast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how could you do anything with a character you're supposed to hate, but you're Tom Hanks?
But you're Tom Hanks and everybody loves you.
Yeah, it kind of fell apart because of that. Did you guys see Lady Killers? Coen Brothers movie?
Uh-uh, no.
He starred in that. That's a movie I really like, but other people did not.
Okay.
And he's really weird character in that, and I think he probably doesn't like that movie.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel about Elvis, is that because he plays a not likable person, I think, that might have to do with why I feel that way, and it also just felt like Tom Hanks was It was Tom Hanks.
Unlikability and weird outfit.
Yeah.
Also, the Polar Express. I just saw the Polar Express on here. There's no way he doesn't regret the Polar Express.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think he does.
Kids.
You know why? I've heard so many actors, whether it's on a podcast or Stern or... And who said it recently? And it was someone that was kind of gruff and you wouldn't think would have this heart. A lot of these stars love being in a movie that, it's Will Ferrell. Or not Will Ferrell, but Will Ferrell said it.
Okay.
But someone else agreed with them that I was like, oh, wow. They like being in movies that stand the test of time for the holidays. That's a traditional film, meaning that like Elf and It's a Wonderful Life and Polar, that it's a part of the culture. And I don't know if he regrets Polar Express, because there are people that love that movie and watch it every Christmas.
Well, I can't argue with that, but it is
weird.
Uncanny Valley for me. Little hard and rubbery and
You know what movie of his doesn't get a lot of attention? It didn't do well, but I like it for obvious reasons. When he played Walt Disney in Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh,
with Emma
Thompson.
And it's the story of the making of Mary Poppins, really. And it's not really about Mary Poppins. It's about Disney's relationship with P.L. Travers, the author who did not like Disney and did not want Disney to have the rights to her Mary. And it was really about P.L. Travers' father, who played brilliantly by Colin Farrell. It's a quiet movie.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 10 years ago, but it's real good. It's real good. Tom's a good Walt Disney. So.
Wow, Tom Hanks has so many movies.
I know, I'm just looking and realizing, too, he executive produced both Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia 2, and executive produced, or at least produced, My Big Fat Greek Wedding and My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Rita Wilson basically discovered Nia Vardalos.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. So Rita is responsible for My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
And we're getting a three here soon.
Yeah, we are.
Too.
Yeah,
we are.
I'm looking forward to it.
And we can't, especially in this age of mermaids, we can't forget Splash.
Splash!
We can't forget Splash. God bless Daryl Hannah forever. That's right.
Oh, yes.
So many. I mean, oh my God! Wow. Pig, The Burbs, Turn, Hooch, Philadelphia.
What do you think his most fun movie to make was?
League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own. Yeah.
Toy Story.
I think he loved Penny Marshall. Think it was. He loves Zemeckis. That's why. Also, Ellie, Polar Express. He probably loved it because he loves working with Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah. Turner and Hooch.
Oh God.
Big.
Lord. Penny again. Penny Marshall again. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more Ditch, Date, or Dabble. You sent us so many threesomes, we have to do more. Then at 8:30, it's the moment you've been waiting for, the weekly trivia face-off. This time, Lex and I go up against two losers, Mike and Grant.
Go down!
We'll be right back.